During the forum Poverty in the Panhandle, Children at Risk, the United Way, Family Resource Network, and Health and Human Services Collaborative hope to discuss the problem and come up with possible solutions. Jefferson County Delegate Tiffany Lawrence has been working with State Senator John Unger to address child poverty. She says there's a perception that the Eastern Panhandle doesn't have much of a problem.
Many times I think people think that the Eastern Panhandle is a bedroom community of Washington, D.C., as we often hear, and then our socioeconomic status is elevated for some reason or another. But truly, that's not the case in all parts of the Panhandle. And we do see children and also adults and families really suffering from a lack of stability, whether that's financial stability, a lack of job skills, parenting skills, things that lead into the cycle of poverty.
There will be group discussions with the goal of coming up with a plan to address the problem. Sharon Awkward is Director of Community Impact with the United Way. She hopes the forum will lead to a heightened awareness of how poverty affects the community.
If people are constantly living in poverty, they may have no jobs, they can become incarcerated, they can move totally out of the area. Then what does that leave us with? Nothing. So poverty affects the entire community, and we cannot constantly go on and put it on the back burner. This is something that's real, and this is something that we can tackle, and this is something that we can do something about.
The forum will feature a viewing of the PBS documentary Poor Kids and a preview of a West Virginia Public Broadcasting documentary that will focus on child poverty within the state. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Martinsburg.